Canada's West Coast ports support more than 150,000 Canadian jobs and move $1.1 billion in goods every day, underpinning national trade and economic prosperity. The Economic Impact of West Coast Ports study, released on 26 August, found that British Columbia's maritime gateways at the ports of Vancouver, Prince Rupert, and Nanaimo serve as the backbone of Canada's international trade, facilitating the flow of goods that sustain national and provincial prosperity. The three ports handled more than 200 million tons of cargo in 2025, worth $409 billion, moving record volumes of Canadian-made, mined, harvested, and grown goods to customers in more than 170 overseas markets. They handle a diverse mix of cargo, supporting the movement of everything from bulk exports of Canadian energy, forestry products, potash, grain, and critical minerals, to two-way container trade and imports of Asian-made vehicles, manufacturing parts, and household necessities. The Port of Vancouver, located on BC's southwest coast, comprises 29 major deepwater terminals and more than 1,000 tenants moving goods and people across five sectors: auto, bulk, breakbulk, container, and cruise. The Port of Prince Rupert, Canada's northernmost trade gateway on the west coast, anchors one of the fastest and most reliable supply chains between North America and Asia, with eight terminals and logistics facilities supporting more than 7,900 jobs. Red, Port of Vancouver upgrade halves truck transit times. The Port of Nanaimo, located 30 nautical miles from Vancouver, is an emerging Pacific gateway operating three deepwater terminals supporting container, auto, bulk, breakbulk, cruise, and logistics services. BC's West Coast ports offer North America's best access to Indo-Pacific markets, which are on track to account for 50% of global GDP by 2040, supported by strong inland road and rail links across Canada and North America's fastest shipping times to the Indo-Pacific. The study, prepared by InterVistas for the Vancouver, Prince Rupert, and Nanaimo Port Authorities, the BC Maritime Employers Association, BCMEA, and the BC Marine Terminal Operators Association, also found the ports help enrich neighboring local and First Nation communities through job and procurement opportunities, partnerships, and environmental stewardship. Peter Zotta, President and CEO of the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, said, "West Coast ports like Vancouver have an outsized role to play as Canada looks to double exports to non-US markets over the next 10 years in support of a thriving national economy. With game-changing projects like Roberts Bank Terminal 2 on the horizon and a new federal Port of Vancouver gateway strategy in the works, we are poised to unlock one of our country's greatest trade opportunities, the Indo-Pacific." Red, Port of Vancouver opens rare terminal tender in Richmond. Kurt Slocum, President and CEO of the Prince Rupert Port Authority, said, "West Coast ports are integral to supporting Canada's trade goals, and with $3 billion in projects underway, the Port of Prince Rupert is expanding capacity while supporting diversification." Ian Marr, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Nanaimo Port Authority, stated, "The economic impact highlighted in this study demonstrates that ports are more than places where cargo moves. They are platforms for economic growth, trade diversification, and national resilience." For more information, Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, https://www.portvancouver.com.